Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 28, 2020. I'm George Henry. Election Day is just around the corner. With less than a week to go, Lane County Clerk Cheryl Betchert says that if you want your ballot to be counted, it's probably best not to put it in the mail. Even though there is still technically time to get it in and posted, it's best to utilize the drop-off box here in Florence. The issue is that there are many more people submitting ballots this year as opposed to previous years, and it may take more time for the United States Postal Service to process and deliver ballots, and postmarks do not qualify ballots. Betchert reminds voters to make sure that the envelope containing your ballot is signed in accordance to your most recent voter registration. That name will appear on the back of the envelope. Registered voters who have not yet received a ballot or have an issue with their ballot will be able to access the Lane County Elections Office. The office will only be open, though, this Friday, Monday, and Election Day due to COVID-19 protocols. The office will have a limited amount of masks available for those who come in without one. Western Lane County will be getting some added support from the Lane County Sheriff's Office. Lane County Board of Commissioners approved unanimously 4 new full-time equivalent deputy sheriff positions, 2 of which will serve this region. Previously, there were 25 deputies that were assigned to the entire county, covering 4,600 square miles, and that coverage was spread out over 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The funding for the new positions is a limited fund and is only available for the next 5 years before it has to be revisited. Areas outside of the Florence city limits have had to deal with limited response to emergencies and crimes that require law enforcement intervention, due in part to jurisdiction restrictions and deputy availability. There are currently 2 Oregon State Police troopers assigned to the Florence area, but their coverage includes most of Western Lane County as well. Cases of COVID-19 continue to rise in Lane County. Currently, the county numbers are averaging around 30 new cases daily, with 31 being added to yesterday's report. Florence has seen a small share of the numbers and has been set at 31 for about a week now. There was no report of any clusters associated with last week's additions. There are currently 175 individuals in the county considered infectious, and the number of hospitalized individuals has dropped to 12 from yesterday's count of 15. The state also does not seem to show a slowdown in new cases, with 391 added yesterday and 9 new deaths, bringing that total to 664 and the total number of cases to 42,808. Governor Kate Brown extended the state of emergency order through the end of the year, in part to ensure that Oregon is available for federal funds to help combat the virus. Brown says her goal is to still get schools open for in-person instruction, keep businesses open and safe, and protect the economy of Oregon. On Friday, the state set a one-day record with 550 new cases. The current state of emergency will last until January 2, 2021. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 28, 2020.